You're listening to Gone Outdoors. Thanks for sticking with us today. Our fourth and final segment here on KWSN in Sioux Falls, KFGO, the Mighty 790 in Fargo. Scotty and Kyle, and we are going to chat with Tim Noteblum. Tim is a local Fargo-Moorhead guy that's a very avid outdoorsman, whether it's in the field, in the woods, or out on the water. We run into him from time to time, and we try and get him on the air every once in a while. He's kind of a regular on KFGO. He talks on the noon hour quite often. So if you listen to KFGO more than just Saturdays between 11 to 12, you've probably heard Tim before. Welcome, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, guys.
You know, something else, kind of off subject, something that you may have, people may recognize your voice, is you're very active in the local singing community also.
Yeah, I'm a member of Great Plains Harmony, the barbershop group, and, you know, this year's been just unprecedented for us, too, because since about March, we have not gotten together to sing, so that's, because they say it's one of the most unapproved activities for spreading COVID, so.
Yep, I get that. Well, hopefully we can get all this behind us for many different reasons, but one of which is so that you can get out there making people smile with your guys' voices, because yes. I know how good you guys are.
Yeah, thank you.
And I know how much you love doing it.
But. Yes, it's a lot of fun.
Speaking of things you love to do, and we're going to chat muzzle loading on this segment, and it's something we probably should talk more often, because muzzle loading, it seems to be getting more and more popular as advancements in equipment make it a little bit, I don't know if I should say easier, a little more available to
user-friendly.
User-friendly is, yeah, that's a great term for it. Yep.
User-friendly. So it seems like it's getting to be a little bit more popular. Today, the Minnesota season opened. Yesterday, North Dakota season opened. But there's a lot of people that really have a passion for it. Just for muzzle loading for many different reasons. And I think you're one of those guys.
Yeah, you're right. You know, we do go out during the rifle season, but we more just poke around and if something terrific shows up, we take advantage of that. But mostly we look forward to the muzzle loading season for a lot of reasons. And one is, you know, we're not landowners. And so when it comes to muzzle loading, you would be surprised how many private landowners are willing to let you have access to their lands that normally they've got rifle hunters on. And so that's one of the great reasons to postpone your hunting till muzzle loading.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, because by this time, a lot of the landowners are done with their own hunting. So earlier season bow hunting, they might not want to let people on because they know they're going to be rifle hunting out there, or they could be bow hunting it. That makes a lot of sense. I had never thought of that. You know, plus the fact that there's probably less people out in the woods.
Yes, way less people out there. So if you're doing some public land, there's lots of access to those, and the hunting pressure is reduced tremendously. And a lot of it is weather related. You know, typically this year's a little different with it being warmer right now. You know, today is a beautiful day to be out here, but you know, there's going to be cold days, and typically there's snow, which really improves the hunter's success when you look for trying to spot those deer moving through the brown grass or the white snow, which is going to be easier. And then also you start seeing some currently active trails. You know, you walk through the woods, you see lots of deer trails through the leaves and through the brush. Well, when the snowfall comes, or there's snow every couple of days, now you really see where those deer are congregating, what they're doing. And it can just really enhance the whole experience when you start doing that one-on-one.
You know, Tim, we talk a lot about a lot of the new folks that are either experiencing the outdoors or maybe they've strayed away and they're kind of coming back to it now during the whole pandemic COVID thing. One of the things that's always been a question in my mind, because I'm an avid deer hunter, but I've never hunted the muzzleloader season. I hunt in South Central Minnesota. For our firearm season, we're a slug-only zone, so a shotgun with a slug. Sure. And I know I've heard folks talk down in that area, you can use a muzzleloader gun during the slug season, but you can't use a slug gun, a shotgun, during the muzzleloader season. What can you shed a little light on maybe what some of that crossover is or isn't?
Well, yeah, I mean, I know that's a fact too, is what you're saying there, Kyle. When they do the slug zone thing, it's typically for safety of the hunters and everything like that. Muzzleloaders have, you know, typical same ranges, but they are a little more accurate. So they do allow that. And I believe they'd allow handguns occasionally in the muzzleloader or the slug zone areas also. And so there is a little bit of crossover there, but a lot of people are preferring to change to a muzzleloader versus a shotgun slug for accuracy and for something a little different. You get one shot.
And I think the range on the newer ones, I think the range is, like you said, a very comparable, if not even more, than with a slug.
Right. Yeah, you start, again, the technology has changed. And with muzzleloader, which is similar to the slugs, you can put a scope on now in Minnesota, and you can have powered scopes. So if you put a single power 4 on it, or a 3-9, it just raises your ability to zero in on that target. And when you aim small, you miss small. And all of that is just trying to get a good visual on that target that might be 75 yards, 90 yards, maybe even 130, 150 yards. And with a lot of practice, you can certainly poke out their 150 yards and make a good clean shot.
So, you know, muzzleloaders were the first firearms ever created, you know, with carrying little bags with the
powder,
and all of that stuff. And, you know, and we've all seen in the movies where people have to reload and it takes a long time. And it's technology has changed that so much. Before we start this discussion, how long does it take you to reload after you take a shot? You personally, and you're experienced, obviously.
Yep. Me, you know, personally, if I take a shot and get out what they call speed loaders, which is something that contains your powder and your bullet, and typically once in a while a primer is attached to it, it still takes me 30 to 45 seconds to reload from start to finish. But by that time, that deer has already run 100 yards or more. And so what I've always told people is you get one shot, don't worry about reloading, and you watch that animal. After that smoke clears, you have to visualize where that animal is at and where it's going. Did you hit it? Did you miss? Then once it's out of sight, then you worry about reloading. You know, most people will quickly turn to their gun and start trying to reload and forget to watch where that deer is going, and that can be devastating.
I will say that that's very good advice no matter what firearm you're using.
Yes. Yep. Oh. Yep. Take your time, place that first shot, and count on just getting one shot at that animal. Yep.
All right, Tim. We really appreciate you coming on Gone Outdoors. If anybody wants to reach out, if anybody's got any specific questions on muzzle loading, could they find you on Facebook or somewhere?
Yep, you can find me on Facebook or message me there or something. Give me a call, shoot me a text. I'm certainly available. And like you said, my other show during the noon hour with JJ and Amy is with It Takes Two is Mr. Fix It, and so that's my other radio job. But
so you kind of do a little bit of everything, is what you're
I
saying.
Do. Yeah, besides of everything or of whatever. Yep.
Thanks for coming on Gone Outdoors, Tim. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys.
Special thanks to our show sponsors, Ray's Sport Marine, Adventure RV, Devil's Lake Tourism, Shields, and Ion Electric Ice Augers. Thank you for tuning in to today's Gone Outdoors, today and every week. Take us with when you go into the field, in the woods, or on the water, or on the ice with Gone Outdoor Podcasts at kfgo.com. KWSN.com and at Apple Podcasts, and find us at BrewerAgriOutdoors.com, and you can also find us on all social media outlets. Until next week, from Scotty and Kyle, we will be back.